When I was first asked to arrange this, I was going around asking all the devotees if they could speak. And all of the ladies went, "Oh, no, 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 I can't speak. Or just a few minutes." And so we were thinking, yes, yeah, six, seven, we have like that. But Jai Bhadra had more sense. She thought, no, we'll probably go after Gaur Aarti. So she had a better feeling for it. It's very nice. It's wonderful. But I wasn't expecting so much nectar. Yes, so I'd like to just invite Ramananda Prabhu to say a few words. Ramananda Prabhu is the godbrother of Lalasamayi.
I was involved in communicating Guru Maharaj to Lalasamayi and Lalasamayi to Guru Maharaj on different occasions. Mandira Mataji also would tell me sometimes when there was anything, then she would come to me and I would write to Guru Maharaj. And like that, I was also involved with Mother Lalasamayi. Actually, our Guru Maharaj has wanted so much to be here today even, and last week also. And, you know, we are living still in such an ignorant world. You know, like our Guru Maharaj is speaking on the United Nations, preaching and presentations. And, you know, but if he wants to go somewhere, because he's from India, for every country he needs a different visa. So, you know, he was trying so much to come, and then in Miami, because of Christmas, the consulate was closed, so then he could not come, and he felt very bad. You know, he had so much wanted to be here. Also, he felt very bad that he could not talk anymore to Lalasamayi. So, you know, like I have been writing, you know, to Guru Maharaj, especially like when Mother Lalasamayi died and left her body, and also last week because of this departure ceremony, I wrote a lot, and I've still written some reflections. I don't know if the devotees still are not too tired or but feel a little bit puffed up if I'm just going to speak my reflections without the words of my Guru Maharaj being mentioned first. So I still wanted to read his words first, and then maybe I can tell something more. So maybe I just still read the words of my Guru Maharaj to Mother Lalasamayi first. My dear Lalasamayi, please accept my heartfelt congratulations for achieving the ultimate reward of your life from Sri Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. I heard about your glorious departure from this world. I naturally felt very sad that I could not be there to witness that wonderful incident. All along, you had been such an outstanding example. Even though advanced in age, as soon as you came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, you immediately accepted the spiritual path with full enthusiasm and determination. It must have been very difficult for you to move into the temple, leaving everything behind. You accepted the community of devotees as your new home and began to help them in all respects. You assumed the role of the caring mother because most of the devotees were very young and living away from home. During the late 80s was a difficult time, but the atmosphere of Radhadish was very much helped by your sweet and serene presence. You went out every day to sell carpets, and the amount of money you used to bring back was phenomenal. I, as the leader of that community at that time, used to feel bad that you had to go out every day to collect funds for our maintenance, and I tried to even stop you, but did not succeed to deviate you from your staunch determination. Your argument was, how the money will come, who will bring it? You did so much for all of us, but did not want to accept anything in return. You did not allow anyone to serve you, even when your body began to show the signs of old age. However, the devotees of Radhadish have always had the greatest love and respect for you, and they were prepared to do anything for you. It is indeed such a wonderful community, and I know what a wonderful role you played in making that beautiful atmosphere. For the last few years, I have not been able either to visit Radhadesh or stay in touch with you as frequently as I would have liked. However, whenever we met, you always assured me that you were perfectly all right. This shows what a wonderful arrangement Srila Prabhupada made for you through his ISKCON. You had many devotees around you who were always there to take care of you. I express my heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees of that community, especially Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, for his wonderful leadership. Although I was not fortunate enough to be there at the most glorious time of your life, Mother Yadurani, who was blessed to be there with you at that time, described in details how the spiritual world became manifest in front of you with Krishna waiting to receive you there. You have achieved the ultimate goal of your life. You have demonstrated so wonderfully the authenticity of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and the genuineness of the process he gave us. Through your personal example, you proved that if we use our body and mind in Krishna's service, then the soul will undoubtedly reach its spiritual destination, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Please bless us that we can properly follow your footsteps and become qualified to reach that destination in due course of time. Your earnest admirer, Bhakti Charuswami. So I'll read. Anyway, I was doubting whether I should read my own stuff here, but after Mother Nikunya Sini revealed her dream that my mother Larasamai was actually, you know, encouraging us to speak, so I will also. I'm sorry. Oh, Hare Krishna. Om Akyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shulakya Chaksurum Niritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mathe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sharashvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavali Pashtatya Deshitarine Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mathe Bhakti Charaswami Nittinamine Snigda Cheta Supranete Vagminam Charis Rasaprutam Prabhupada Kitapranam Nomi Bhakti Charupatam Panchakalapata Rubhisha Kripa Sindhubi Bhaicha Patitanam Pavanebio Vaishnavebio Namo Namaha. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live and try to spread the holy name around. Actually, I've been very touched. As I say, I'm a godbrother of Larasamai, and I've been around here for about 25 years. And I've been very touched by this whole event of Mother Larasamai's departure, also in the sense what an amazing preaching it was. I think we made a big step forward in that respect. I haven't seen that before here in Radhadesh. It was actually... It was amazing. So I'm writing in that sense. I'm writing some more reflections in that sense. Dear Prabhus, Mother Larasamai's departure was very glorious and touching to everybody involved. It became a wonderful event, which through the efforts of many devotees appeared to be orchestrated by the most kind and expert orchestra masters, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath themselves. Their lordships themselves appear to have acknowledged and confirmed the profound contributions that Mother Larasamai has added to her family, the Radhadesh community, and to this world. By the mercy of the devotees and our Sri Guru Parampara, her departure did not feel like a funeral, but it really was a festival in the heart of the devotees and her beloved family and friends. It is also a wonderful experience how the more fine and sometimes unknown aspects of such a devotee become wonderfully highlighted in the course of their departure. Here in Radadesh, we had become used to the frail and tender Mother Lalasamai, who was in her advanced age, and to the way she used to come to the temple and sit on a chair against the wall, listening to and witnessing programs in our beautiful temple room. Devotees have commented how Mother Lalasamai used to welcome them in her house, how she appreciated attentive hearing of Krishna Katha from Srila Prabhupada's books, and how she liked sharing prasadam with her guests. Deep appreciation for the process of Krishna consciousness and so many devotees who actively cared for her certainly fits into the description of her last days. Her family members saw it in her eyes when they visited her in those last days. They did not see the dying eyes. They did not see dying eyes, but they saw the depth of her love and appreciation. They saw the depth of her Krishna consciousness in those eyes, the glory of her spiritual success. They mentioned how that last look which she gave to each of them touched them deeply. They will remember her always with that last look. They said that. They read that. It's true. It was most wonderful to also see how all the caring and loving wishes of Mother Lalasamai's spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Charuswami, have become fulfilled during that last period of her life. Mother Yadarani was just saying that you started to read Krishna book, and that was one instruction Guru Maharaj gave her the last time he visited. Maharaj has so much tried to be present for these departure ceremonies. He had certainly become pleased with her for all the service she had performed with so much determination. Maharaj cared very much that Mother Lalasamai would be properly taken care of in her old age. When I got Maharaj on the phone last week, after the departure ceremony, he expressed relief and satisfaction that her departure had been dealt with so nicely and with so much care, dignity and beauty. Therefore, his blessings are certainly with all the devotees here who help Mother Lalasamai in one way or another. We are still pioneering with Vaishnavism in this Western world, and therefore Mother Lalasamai's example is an important step in our struggles to establish Krishna consciousness also here in the Benelux. Sincere endeavor and working for Krishna with attachment to hearing Krishna Katha and chanting the holy name in the association of devotees, all this under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, guarantees a successful, glorious life. The formula is not difficult. One simply has to do it. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his sincere followers, like my Mother Lalasamai, the path has become more and more clear now. Therefore, let the whole country follow in her footsteps. In contrast with that tender lady of advanced age that we have known so close to us, the family described her as a spirited family mother with strong values and a keen interest in spiritualism. Before she joined in Radadesh, she was reading the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita, and she taught her children humility. They should not think they were the only ones on this planet, or that they were something more than anyone else. She abandoned her family and joined the temple at the age of 60. It is indeed a very uncommon thing to do for a Flemish lady. One time, I myself was fortunate enough to witness that strong spirit and determination of Mother Lalasamai. She belonged to that first batch of Radhadesh devotees who have worked very hard to collect for the build-up of this Radhadesh project. Those devotees were trained to go out and collect day after day for many years. They collected big amounts of money, which did not only pay for Radhadesh, but also for projects outside of Belgium. They were expert in their service, and they did it with full determination. As you will understand from that special experience I once lived with Mother Lalasamai. I was going to assist her and drive her to one of her contacts near Leuven, a town in Flanders in Belgium here. She had carefully kept all her contacts in a small book, and she phoned a doctor in Leuven. In fact, this happened a few years after she had officially stopped going out. So Mother Lassalle, she found back her small book with all her contacts, picked that address from this doctor in Leuven, and she phoned him. And she goes, you know, hello, I'm speaking with the doctor, yes. And this is Lala Samai. I'm just coming back from India. I've just come back from India, and I thought of you. And this doctor immediately goes, wow, you have thought of me? You know, really, you know, really touched. Yes, and I brought something, and we would like and come to present it to you. The doctor took it. He took that, we did that statue. And like that, we could buy. But this showed how, you know, what it meant, you know, when they speak about her determination. These devotees were so trained. And, you know, Lala Samai means specifically one who, with eagerness, or person perfect in her service, there is something like that. Something like that. So she was real expert in her service, you know. There was no way, you know, she was really expert and determined to do it. So I thought I should tell this story, because they didn't tell my Sankirtan story. I think it will have pleased her. Mother Lala Samai ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.